W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Futures markets pointing to a higher open on Wall Street a day after the Federal Reserve's first interest rate cut since 2020. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
This is really a new chapter for the Federal Reserve, and it is starting this off in a bold way. The Fed slashing interest rates for the first time since the pandemic in 2020 with a half point cut. That's its biggest rate cut in 16 years, and the Fed signaled even lower rates in the months ahead. Fed Chair Jerome Powell tells me that this is a sign that there has been real progress on fighting inflation.
And the White House says President Biden will celebrate that progress in a speech this morning. There's an economic focus today in the race for the White House. Vice presidential nominees J.D. Vance and Tim Walz will speak to the Business Roundtable in Washington. More than 20 people were killed in Wednesday's series of explosions across Lebanon that targeted Hezbollah. The U.S. says it has not been involved. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new poll shows former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are neck and neck among Wisconsin seniors. An AARP poll shows that 47% of likely voters over age 50 in Wisconsin said they'd vote for Trump compared to 45% for Harris. This is actually an improvement for the Democratic ticket. Back in July, before President Joe Biden left the race, in this same poll, Trump was leading Biden by 7 points. And Governor Tony Evers wants Republicans to work with him to pass budget increases for the universities of Wisconsin. His plan includes the biggest ever increase for the system to the tune of over $800 million total.
We have an obligation to make sure this system itself is in good place, and it can't be done with just nickel and diming it every year.
That proposal will go into Evers' budget next year. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Green Bay City Council cleared the way for continued renovation at Del Marcel Stadium at Green Bay High West this week. Construction at the stadium was halted when plans to push bleachers back ran into a cell phone tower. Literally. It was decided to move the equipment for the tower and renegotiate the lease, costing the city about $155,000 in lost revenue. Green Bay Parks Director Dan Ditsheet.
So we did have discussions with the school district. They have indicated that they would commit up to $100,000 towards that lost revenue. And my understanding is that would be a lump sum check right at the beginning. They're hoping that that's a good compromise.
Tuesday night, Green Bay City Council voted to approve the new lease agreement with the cell tower company and accept payment from the Green Bay Area School District to buy out the old lease. The city will absorb $55,000 of the lost revenue. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers are playoff bound. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee clinched the NL Central and a playoff spot when the Chicago Cubs lost Wednesday afternoon. Then, the Brewers went ahead and beat the Phillies on a walk-off hit by Jake Bowers to cap off a huge day in Milwaukee. There's more to play for now for the Brewers, who will take on Arizona for 4 games beginning tonight to wrap up a 7-game homestand. The Packers have quarterback Jordan Love back at practice, but head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is limited in his work this week. Malik Willis, who started last week in place of Love, said he's preparing as though he'll play this week, but said Love might also be available.
I just have to continue to try to absorb and learn this offense best as I can and be able to execute on those things that we missed out on this weekend and learn from the film and continue to just grow. And that's if given the opportunity. Like you say, Jordan's feeling a lot better, so we can't say that he won't go this week and it's going to be on him how he feels and how comfortable he is, you know.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Lemons, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 86. Showers and storms likely tonight, lows around 65. Showers and storms on Friday morning, then becoming mostly sunny with a high around 82. Sunny and 83 for Saturday. Sunday, slight chance of a shower and a high of 78.
Currently, 53 degrees.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth.
We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe joins us at 11:33. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot at 11:50. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. Right now, we're being joined by a young lady who is doing everything possible to feed children around the world, Vanessa Moran. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you both today? It's been a hot minute.
I know. Where have you been?
Oh, my goodness, everywhere. So busy, but, you know, this is our Super Bowl, right? We gear up for this all year round, and we're so excited. We have a couple of big things going on this weekend and another thing on Friday, so thankful just to be able to share a little bit more about what we have going on to raise money for those kids.
And before that, even last night was a big night for your organization. You received some money from the CellCom Marathon.
So that actually wasn't us. That was, I believe...
It was Feed My Something.
The CP Center.
No.
That may have been
okay.
Feeding America.
That's what it was. I'm sorry.
That's okay, but you know, we love Feeding America. So here, there's two different ways to think about this, right? We have Feed My Starving Children. That's a global initiative.
Right.
And those meals are, you know, those are the hand-packed. They're very simple to prepare. Rice, right, is kind of universal. We all, you know, boil some water.
Right.
And there you go. When it comes to Feeding America, love them too. They're a food bank and they are domestic. So all of those, you know, those leftover things from, you know, larger organizations or donations from larger organizations all get housed there. And I've actually volunteered there. I have a funny story to tell you if we have time about, remind me to tell you about Apple Jacks one of these days and why I will never eat them again.
What? Okay, we're going to get to that when we have time. Hey, okay, but anyway,
I used to like those.
Oh, I love them.
New Kellogg's.
I love them too. Okay. But after you spend hours,
right,
putting them into a place, because packaging is what's expensive. So sometimes what they do is they repackage. They get the raw stuff, they repackage. You spend a couple of hours repackaging Apple Jacks. You know that really fine, sugary cinnamon?
Yeah, yes.
Or that's not. It gets everywhere, and I won't elaborate.
Have them for breakfast or have them for snacks. Kellogg's Apple Jacks. I used to love them.
Yeah, I tasted Apple Jacks for several days afterwards.
All right.
Well, you are... Taste, smell, everything.
All right. You've got such a strong brand that when they said last
when
night...
When
you're feeding, I just think of you instantly, even though it's... So anyway, you do such a great job. So what do you got coming up for Feeding My Starving Children? What's going on in your world?
This Saturday, we have our big 5K run walk right at Green Bay Community Church. So that's the location of the pack. We do a run walk starting right at church. It winds through Howard, a really beautiful neighborhood run, 5K. It starts at 8 a.m. People, you know, have been registering, but you can also just show up. It's $25 per adult, $15 per youth. 5 and under are free. There'll be music, raffles, refreshments. It's a really, really great time. And yours truly will be emceeing. So come on down.
I think
I give you credit, man. You've been all over this summer. I mean, Cheese Curd Nick, and all the different things. And tell me a little bit about that. I've got to tell you about something that I was really impressed with. You did the stair climb.
I did.
And you had a very special reason for doing that, a very special flag. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So my mother's side of the family is actually from Brooklyn, New York. And when the towers fell, both my cousin and my aunt were actually working there. They both survived, but they're not the same, and they never will be. And so that day obviously changed the lives of so many, and so, you know, obviously 2,977 individuals passed away. And I was lucky enough that both my cousin and my aunt survived, but that impact is you know, something super personal. And so I was just out in New York a couple of, well, maybe about a month ago now with my folks, and went to the 9/11 museum for the very first time. I'd been to the memorial, the reflecting pools, had been there when I was ground zero, but first time going to the museum. It's something everyone should do at some point in their lives. It will, it's beautiful, it's, you know, but tragic. And while I was there, purchased a flag from the museum that had the names of all 2,977 victims and carried it with me during the entire climb. That was tough, emotionally, physically, but also so just a great way to honor those people. Of course, had the badge of Charles L. Casper. Battalion Chief Charles L. Casper was one of the brave firefighters who perished that day. He was my mother's childhood friend.
Wow.
They went to grammar school together. So every year I wear his badge.
Wow.
It takes a bit to find it. It takes a bit to find it. But every time I do, every time I come across, the staff are so lovely. I guess technically you're not supposed to find badges, but he's someone that means a lot to my family. Every time I find it, I start crying immediately. There's just something so emotional. And so I had that and then the flag. And it was just a lot of people stopped me, asked what it was for. So it was a great, you know, time to talk about it and just remember, you know, and honor the fallen from
that's
our firefighters and police
and
our civilians, too.
Your aunt and your cousin were both in the World Trade Center
both
on 9/11.
There, yes. My aunt and they looked like ghosts. They were, that day was wild. My mom, you know, obviously was on the phone trying to call. We couldn't get through to anyone. The phone lines were completely down. I remember sitting at the kitchen table with my mom. Her head was just her head in her hands and just looking at the phone, like praying it would ring. But we got word eventually, I think it was the next day or maybe the day after, that they were okay. But they were the people that were walking through the streets covered in dust. And, wow. You know, my aunt has never been on a plane since. She's come here every year and visit. She's just amazing. But it's just too hard. It's too hard.
Wow.
And
floor were they on?
Oh, my cousin was supposed to be at, it's called Windows of the World.
Yeah.
The very top floor. He had a meeting. He was a executive with American Express at the time. His meeting actually got canceled. So he was on one of the, it was at 9 a.m. He would have been trapped. It's seriously a miracle that he survived. But his meeting got canceled that morning. And so he was on the lower floors and was able to evacuate. My aunt, I don't know what floors she was on. She actually, this is interesting. They actually thought it was and a lot of people know this is a document. They thought it was an accident when the first plane hit. So they were telling the other folks, go inside. It's okay. It's okay. Well, my aunt was there during the 1993 car bombing.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead. It's fine. She said, I can't swear on the radio.
No way.
She said, oofa, oofa. Yeah. Okay. It's an Italian way to say it.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. And started walking. And that's when the first tower fell. So
unbelievable.
She was old. She's a...
I wonder if that's a little
Brooklyn,
bit...
New York and is a tough cookie.
Oh, yeah.
Said, I'm not going in there no matter how much, you know. Fire me, take my job, do whatever. I'm not going in there. I'm smart enough to know that this is not an accident. Yeah. And obviously it wasn't.
I think those are all components for what make you who you are, to do all these things. Tell us a little bit more about Saturday again.
Minute.
So 8 a.m., right?
Yeah.
$25.
So 8 a.m.
It's the fundraising, and that's where we're going to pack the food too, right?
Yeah. It's on the same location, at the same location. Of course, we're not packing food. We're running. And it's leisurely 5K walk, run, skip, jog, dance, whatever you want to do. It just come and enjoy a good time. Plus, I mean, we are getting such beautiful weather still this summer. Let's take advantage of it. So, you know, traditionally attendance has been you know, it wanes if the weather's not nice or whatever the case may be. It's going to be gorgeous. So if you're listening, tell your friends, get out there, come just have some fun with us, and know that every step you're taking, you're making a difference in the lives of kids.
Right.
And that's what it's all about. And then if you're hungry, we have a booyah sale over at St. John's, which is on Babcock Road, kind of by the airport. $35 for an entire gallon of booyah.
Wow. That's awesome.
So good. Otherwise, it's $6 a bowl. And it's just a drive through. And it's
awesome.
So good.
Great.
Vanessa Moran.
So and
just
then on top of it all.
go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
There's so much going on.
I know.
I'm telling you, this is our Super Bowl. Then on Friday, we have our John Kelly and Friends concert.
Oh,
have you
great.
Ever heard John Kelly?
Oh, absolutely. He's been on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
He packed the house last year. We raised $14,000 in one night.
Where's that? Is that St. Matt's?
That's at St. Matt's.
Yeah,
it's the church right across the street from Heritage Hill.
Right.
So pizza sale starting at 6. Marco's Pizza has been our partner in that. They give us the pizza super cheap. We sell them at $1 a slice. Mm-hmm. Every penny counts. 6:30, the show starts. It's a completely free will offering.
Yep.
Just come, show up.
He's awesome, and that's going to be great. So that's Friday night. Saturday's the walk. You're right. I just looked it up. 83 degrees. You know, it won't be that warm at 8 o'clock in the morning, but it's going to be a perfect day for a nice walk. And you got to get out and enjoy this weather. It's
Vanessa Moran. I just want to say thank you for all you do in this community. You're incredible. No lie.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on again. You have no idea how much your support. People tell me I heard you on Mino and the Mayor.
Outstanding. Awesome.
Vanessa for governor. All right.
Thank you for what you guys are doing.
We love it.
You got it. Thank you.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Have a great weekend with everything you're doing out there. Phenomenal. We got to send her a quick break. Oh, we have to send a break. Todd, quick question for you. Because we'll mention those again tomorrow.
Yes.
If you have all the times and dates for things like
I
that
do.
Tomorrow. Okay, that would be phenomenal. And we're going to be talking with Naomi Mays tomorrow as well. She runs the Art Garage. She's one of her favorite people in downtown Green Bay. She's wonderful. Wait till you hear about this event they're putting together in Door County.
Yeah.
This art event at this big old barn. That's just incredible. I mean, you want to talk about a fun thing. Go out to Door County. You want to see some great artwork this weekend.
You know, and when you look at Vanessa and Naomi and some of these other people that we get on our show, if there's a common thread, it's high energy.
Yeah.
They are just all in.
Yeah.
And I don't think people understand how much work they do behind the scenes. I mean, they're on here talking about it, but, you know,
coordinating. And they're focused outside themselves.
Oh, totally.
You know? It's a totally different person when you're not thinking about yourself and you're thinking about other people.
That's why they feel
there
like they exist.
There are so many people we've dealt with, like, how did you think? Oh, my God.
It was awesome.
I climbed the highest hill. I climbed the highest peak of all time.
I made pickled herring for everyone.
And I did it for charity.
I'm the one who
walked
that
to Maine. I cut herring in my traps. I took them back with my lover. We skinned them. We
all right,
put
anyway,
them in
they are great,
cream,
great people. Yes,
and we put them in mason jars.
I wonder if you talk to Vanessa, maybe she would want to do a herring fundraiser.
Yeah,
instead
of a cold gallon,
maybe they'll make 50 or 60 bucks.
I talked to Nikki out in the lobby. She's like, no, next day on the herring.
She's normally your like biggest supporter.
She is a.
So she is your biggest supporter, and she wants no part of
it. I may listen to my shrink and go back to the candles.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. This isn't
candles
working.
Candles are good. Candles are good.
Right.
How are we doing on people wanting to buy a Christmas birdhouse from me? I haven't seen a lot of
Nothing.
What the?
What do you mean buy? These are gifts, John. We're talking about the season of giving.
This is a season of Johnny surviving, okay?
That's every season.
I'm eating that smoked oyster stuff now for $1.25.
That and Spam.
Can't
beat it.
Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. 6 award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri Marinette Marine, The Motor Company, Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust, Anderson's Culligan, and Travel in Wisconsin. Blues, brews, barbecues. Come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, orange man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
She's God's gift to waitresses. He never gives them a tip. Well, I know what he's going to do now. He's going to take out that tape cartridge of Buck Owens and play it again. I don't know why you don't get a Merle Haggard tape.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. Always great having Vanessa Moran on the phone.
Good energy.
The thing she does is just incredible. The folks from Rocky Horror Picture Show, Kristen Ambose, brought in some great news. And now we've got to bring it down a notch and some not so good news.
It was great news. They got
no big deal.
They got.
All right.
No big deal.
Okay.
All right. T-Rats couldn't come up with the championship last night. Now, however, just a great
But the reason
season.
You're speaking to that is your husband owns the team.
What? Owns, not owns.
What?
Yeah.
He owns?
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, he's president.
Well, and owner.
Who would run I didn't know that.
He's part of the ownership group.
Who would
third base? Okay. I thought Craig was the owner.
Correct. He's principal owner.
Yeah. Got it. Right. Mm-hmm. I got it. Okay.
He's got a piece of it, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
And
okay.
I think he said that. But anyway, it's nice that he's both. And how is he doing? Was it? I mean, is that tough on him? Is he depressed now for a couple weeks, or is he good?
If something
got pretty far.
If something really happens to him, will she become like that woman in Major League?
Oh, where they
remember she took over?
No, he's not majority. He's not majority.
Do you think Nicky will become that person?
He's not majority.
I don't
there's
know.
There's no cardboard cutout.
Where every time they win a game.
Hey, there's a couple.
They might do that with your bobblehead.
You might do that with my mouth. But you're going to start covering it up.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
like layers over the mouth. Like just make her
100
stop.
100 of these.
I
post-it notes all over.
I had a company, and if the investors died, the stock came back to us, not to their spouse. Because it would
it
be
gets
fine.
Tricky. It gets tricky.
And it can be ugly, too. But anyway.
Well.
So you got pretty far. I mean, you got as far as you can get.
Absolutely.
And it should have gone to the best of 5 or 7.
But it's okay. It is okay. Lost because during COVID and the MLB restructured the playoff system. They eliminated a playoff game or the All-Star game at this level. So things are just different.
Yeah.
Now. Okay.
So we got till April 4th now. That's when we first pitch.
2025.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you go down
nice.
For spring training?
Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
cool.
Mm-hmm. So
where do you guys go?
The Mr. Promo Nikki and
our son,
they went down to the game in East Lake, Ohio. So they're going to be hitting the road here momentarily. Great energy. They had a ton of people from the front office go down. There was a lot of family or friends of players or field staff that were there. So
that's great.
It was well supported. A lot of enthusiasm came up short. But for us, it was just a treasured season because they welcomed our son into the clubhouse. He got to bat boy a ton. He's in touch and hanging out with the players in the bullpen. They're taking selfies with our kid.
Is he chewing?
And he's 14. Pump the brakes, Uncle Johnny.
Just asking. Wow.
Well, I mean, I'm going to check his water bottle if he's at your place so that he doesn't have vodka in
there. Can I tell you the worst thing that ever happened to me in a bar?
Please do.
How old were you, first of all? 45.
Oh, okay, perfect.
No, I don't want to go ahead and talk to her.
I know what it is.
Go talk to her.
I know what it is.
With Larry McCarron.
Yep.
Having drinks, having beers. Mm-hmm. Where I was just drinking Bud Light, whole thing. And took a big swig, and it wasn't my beer. It was Larry's spit cup.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So I'd like to talk to you about a few
Remember I told you that story?
I remember that. And also I have a story from radio. We had a news director that would chew, right? Uh-huh. And so he would put it just in a coffee cup from the station and it would sit there. Well, yeah. I went into the studio. I had to do something real quick. There was a breaking news story and I ran in and I hit the cup.
Yeah.
And it was all over the carpeting in the studio.
Isn't that the grossest thing that there is?
It was horrible.
Grossest thing that there is.
Here I am cleaning that up. Because
spittoon.
That's making my stomach turn just thinking about
Right,
that.
Me too. Yeah.
After taking that, I almost threw up.
This it was like it was coming back. Your stomach, but the talk of pickled or creamed herring is
what did you think about that? What did you think about that?
Are you kidding me? What are you talking about?
I'm a big fat no thank you on that.
What about my
slightly concerned about your consumption of oysters from the Dollar Tree, but that's fine. That's fine. You do you. I'm sure if it was paired with some vodka some Busch Light.
They're loaded with protein.
Yeah. Sodium.
We always bash in the Dollar Tree as soon as they become a sponsor. What a great value at the Dollar Tree.
No, I just brought in four bags of treasure from the Dollar Tree.
Okay,
for us?
Do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm stocking.
To eat?
I brought your three wise men mints.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Frankincense and
myrrh.
And mints.
So
you know the baby Jesus.
So what does your husband do like in the off season now? Does he take like a month off of just getting away?
There's no off.
There's no off. It's always starting.
You just have to change gears. You change tempos. You pivot. So now it goes to let's break it down. Let's see what worked for us this season. What didn't work for us? What do we want to tweak? What do we want to get better? Look at our schedule for next year and let's started on fire already.
I think
it's
amazing how every single game, basically, you have a sponsor, an in-game sponsor, don't you?
Oh, tons.
It's incredible how many, who does all that? I mean,
they've got an incredible front office staff out there selling. Corporate sales, group sales, ticket sales.
But the
great people.
And you put a good product on the field, but that's a pretty entertaining place to go to. I mean, you keep our kids, pretty energized throughout the whole game. And I wish the NFL would do a little bit more of that because some of those breaks are a little bit, you know.
Right. Well, and with your background in marketing, so people are always so surprised to find out that our target demographic as the ballpark isn't what would commonly just come to mind. Men, you know, 25, 54, you know, whatever it is. It's moms. It's women because they're the ones that are primarily making the entertainment decision or the decision for what is our family going to do on a Tuesday night on this weekend.
I will never forget this. Bob Lloyd, who is a legend, wonderful, wonderful gentleman, longtime announcer in Appleton. I mean, truly a legend. And I remember one time talking with him about that when they were first talking about building the new stadium out on the highway. He goes, John, I hate to see it'll never work. It's not going to work. I go, why? Because kids won't be able to take their bikes to the game like they do at Goodland Field. Mm. You won't find 5 kids at a game.
Mm-hmm.
How many kids are at the games?
All the time. Right. And now there's a sandbox. There's kid zone. And you think big picture.
You found a way to bring the kids to you.
Because it's about the family entertainment.
Exactly.
Keeping them. And then the baseball is so secondary. Right. Yeah. It's almost like the baseball's crashing the, hey, we get to go do something cool for a few hours.
Yeah. So, no, it's cool.
Great
congratulations.
Season. Love our team. Yeah,
congrats. Wisconsin Thank Timber you. Rattlers. Awesome. So do you guys got some merch now you don't need that, you know, kind of?
Oh, I mean, I'll fill your closet.
Did you guys get T-shirts made up, you know, Division World Champs type thing?
That we have to send, you had to send it to Jamaica. Country
I told you I saw a little kid Jamaica wearing a T-shirt that said, I got the Schlitz kicked out of me in Rhinelander, Wisconsin. I swear to God. Guess on a quick break. Back at this.
break. Better all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Second District Court of Appeals has accepted Robert Kennedy's appeal to get his name off the ballots here in Wisconsin. But here's the thing. Clerks have already started mailing out absentee ballots to voters all over the state. The Second District Appellate Court will get briefs from the Wisconsin Elections Commission and Kennedy's lawyers by the end of the day tomorrow. And a new study shows raising the minimum wage does not lead to widespread job cuts. The Economic Policy Institute says states with $15 an hour minimums outpace the national average for job growth. Economist Ben Zipperer.
Minimum wages very consistently have ended up raising the incomes of low-wage workers, and they have done so in a way that doesn't cause any big negative employment shocks or big disruptions in the local economy.
The state minimum wage is $7.25 an hour, and Republican lawmakers have stalled efforts to raise it. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Brown County is getting ready for the NFL Draft 2025 by making its campsites available to those who can't snag a hotel room or want to experience the draft in a different way. Brown County Parks Department says about 200 campsites will be open for the April event. The campsites will cost $100 a night with a three-night minimum. EAA is also opening its campground for 10 days in April. Four short-term rental owners in Sister Bay are suing the village over its regulations for rental units. In July 2023, Sister Bay enacted an ordinance that limits short-term rentals to four bedrooms and three guests per bedroom. The lawsuit claims that existing short-term rental properties and those that were in the process of being built with five or more bedrooms should have been grandfathered in. The village has until October 7th to reply to the suit filed in Door County Circuit Court. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hayes. WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. California Governor Gavin Newsom is proving to be a friend of the biz. Newsom just signed a bill that gives performers more protections and more control over their likeness when it comes to AI. The governor signed two bills into law on Tuesday at SAG headquarters in Los Angeles. The union has been a big proponent of the bills, and Newsom has proven to be a big proponent of the union. There might be people who don't like Dolly Parton, but you'll probably never meet one. The legendary singer recently created family meal kits where people can eat Dolly's cooking in their home, and they really are her own recipes. Parton also weighed in on Beyoncé's country album, saying she really liked it and is open to doing a duet with her at some point. She called Taylor Swift a great inspiration and said we need uplifting people these days. Kind of like Dolly Parton. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 86. Showers and storms likely tonight, lows around 65. Showers and storms on Friday morning, then becoming mostly sunny with a high around 82. Sunny and 83 for Saturday. Sunday, slight chance of a shower and a high of 78.
It's 57 at our studios.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW. Talk of Green Bay.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's Thursday, so we make our popcorn pick of the week, and David Desimone, director of the Black Point Estate in Lake Geneva, joins the show to talk about Victorian spiritualism.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Awesome. Hey, welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. We might be talking to Pat from Discover Oshkosh in a bit, but in the meantime, Nikki is still here with us. Nikki, you're so nice. Look what she bought me, Jim.
She's really nice.
She brought us these things for old people.
I'm going to give that.
This segment brought sponsored to you by unofficially the Dollar Tree.
So these are, okay, these are something you can put on a book and read bigger with, huh?
Well, sure. No.
I like
that. They're like magnifying sheet.
Magnifying sheets. I love it. Mm-hmm. And then you bought me some glasses.
I did.
John, you are looking old. You've got those.
What? Looking old? What? I can't wear these then.
You're wearing reader glasses.
Yeah.
With the magnifying.
Reading through a magnifying thing. My mom's 92. This is what I'm getting.
She's got sharper eyesight.
The reason Nikki did this, because she got so disgusted with me wearing women's cheap glasses every day.
Well,
it's like, it's okay to wear women's glasses or it's okay to wear cheap glasses, but don't wear cheap women's glasses.
And so Todd and I get used to it.
Well, I just think you're such an icon, Johnny. Yeah. Look the heart, man.
Good point.
So
one of our guests yesterday actually said, is John wearing women's glasses?
Correct.
I said, yes. Yes. Yep. I said, yes, he is.
So let's just make it look like you've got your act together, right?
See what else he's wearing.
What did you say, Jim?
Yeah, nothing.
He said something about, should see what other things he's wearing that are women's.
Oh. Wow.
I mean, we did have Rocky Horror Show on this.
We did, man. I know.
Tough crowd. He's very tough.
Welcome to our world.
Jeez.
Welcome to our world.
I wonder if the ink is dry on
I just saw our marketing guy just went out and he's walking to his car, so
he's out.
Maybe he's
out.
I'm done.
He's had enough.
I've had enough.
His keys are on the desk.
I'm out. Are you going to have a special little drawer for me for stuff?
I think so. I think I need like a spot for Uncle Johnny.
Every place I've been, I've had somebody that kind of takes care of me. Would you be that person?
Hmm. Oh my gosh.
He hasn't found it yet.
Take it off my plate.
Yeah, because it's Todd right
today,
now.
Today, I had to watch him so he didn't grab coffee or anything caffeinated
because
he's got blood work today, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So here I am running back and forth. Right. Every time he walked down the hall, I had to make sure he wasn't opening something he couldn't have.
Yeah.
You are, yes.
The things that Todd does is just mind-boggling.
I can't believe he has not had a cardiac event.
I know. So are you getting us some swag from Timber Rattlers?
Oh, yes.
Like a t-shirt or something?
I have a nice Youper plaid.
Oh, I would love those. I saw pictures of those.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love that. Oh, by the way, I saw a picture of your sons actually getting autographs from Christian Yelich.
Isn't that cute?
How was he on the field?
This was a year ago. Years ago. I mean, my kids are much older now.
Okay.
That was like 8 years ago.
Oh, my God. Okay. I just saw it.
And that was when Matty Erickson was our manager, and he was down there.
Okay. John's got such an eye for stuff, John. Kid, yep. 8 years ago.
Well, you
a
just
lot.
Had it on your Facebook, though.
Well, right. It's a shared memory.
Oh.
They call those memories things from the past. Uncle John. Okay, here we go.
Throwback 8 years ago.
Memory.
Yeah, my youngest, he had no front teeth. He's got full orthodontia. Right now. Yeah, that's my favorite Bat Boy right there. So
you get insurance, right, for orthodontal work?
Oh, sure do. Okay. As a ball player, of course.
I bet.
He's a middle infielder. I don't need to pay for that again.
Where do they go to high school or where do they go to school?
West Appear Middle School.
Oh, that's right.
Yep,
okay.
8th grade, and our oldest is a third year in down at UW Milwaukee.
Do you go to football games?
Football, yeah.
I think we're going to be out there next week. DePere against West DePere.
That big showdown, East versus West, Battle of the Bridge, baby.
Oh, and they sure built a beautiful stadium up there, didn't they, at West DePere?
I'm not going to be there.
Why?
Because we've got a baseball game.
What baseball game?
Our baseball game.
Whose baseball game?
The Bat Boy has a baseball game next weekend. We have
They're
a tournament.
Still playing baseball now?
We've got a travel ball tournament.
Oh, I didn't know they played in the fall, though. I did not know that. Okay.
What's he studying in Milwaukee?
Business marketing.
Good.
Yep.
Very nice.
Yep. So he's wrapping up his internship with the Brewers.
Oh, he's doing sports marketing?
He's not even going to do sports marketing. He doesn't know for sure if he wants to drill down. He's very interested in either the Bucks, Brewers, something.
That sports marketing, those internships can they don't pay. Sometimes they even cost money because a friend of mine, his kid interned with the Bulls and didn't get paid. And, you know, apartments and everything, that was very expensive down there. And it, I think he was feeding his kid like a couple of grand.
Rob Zurjev, president of the Wisconsin Timberwolves, started as an unpaid intern. Unpaid.
Right. That's
you
what
are
this kid
a
made.
College student.
Right.
You are most likely living at home if it's in your area. If not, you're paying for your housing wherever
absolutely.
Your internship
your parents
ship
are.
Is. And holy man.
It was 40 hours too. And yeah, to be an intern
plus?
For 40
oh, I
plus
did that
hours.
TV wise, yeah.
And no money. And so, I mean, his dad was.
But I got my first job
of course.
Off.
Right. And that's what happens too.
So I wouldn't have had that job.
But sports marketing is. Kind of competitive. I mean, I think a lot of kids look up to sports broadcasting, sports marketing. I think it's just a great industry.
Todd, you know what I wanted to be? I wanted to be like a sports information director or public relations director for a team. When I was in college, that's what I wanted to do. Not be an announcer. I wanted to be like behind the scenes doing that stuff.
For real?
Yeah, dead serious.
You
I wanted to be.
Didn't want, you didn't aspire to this stardom?
I was an intern with the sports information department at ASU, which was cool.
So you wanted to do all of the press releases. You wanted to do stat packs.
Yeah.
And
isn't that crazy?
That is nuts.
Yeah.
That is.
Do I know how my first day went? Like
and they're like, we cannot
intern?
Get this nerd to shut up. Right.
Okay. That
pretty
happened.
Much.
Let me tell you this. So I was a public address announcer for the baseball team.
Yeah.
Okay.
ASU?
ASU.
Yeah.
Coming up next, second baseman, Bob Horner. What was that? So anyway, here, so get this. So they said, hey, how would you like to work an ABC nationally televised football game?
Oh,
wow.
No problem.
Like, you
no
gotta
way.
Be kidding me. I said, no, it's Stanford against Arizona State. And it was Saturday afternoon, biggest game of the Bill Walsh, who became the great coach for San Francisco, was the head coach.
Are you
for
kidding
San Francisco.
Me?
No. And Frank Cush, legendary, was the head coach for ASU. They
the
said,
Cush
here's,
push? No.
Yeah. They said, we need you a spotter with the, it was, Lampley. Can't remember his first name. Crit Lampley. Remember Jim Lampley?
Jim.
Jim Lampley and this other guy, okay, were the announcers. Ooh. And I wanted to be a spotter for them and kind of go for whatever they needed, the whole thing. So they said, but before the game, what we need you to do is just go down to the field because we're going to do the remote interviews with the two head coaches.
Sure.
Just make sure the headphones are working. Just get the headsets, make sure they're working, and go, okay? And then you're going to keep one on during the interview, and we're going to give you a cue to wrap them.
Nice.
Great. So I never had headphones on before, and I'm like.
They didn't have headphones in Nagani.
So I got them all checked. And I'm like, check, 1, 2. Check. Check, 1, 2. John Mino on the mic. Check, 1, 2. Headphone check. Headphones. Checking the headphones. Lolo. It was just like the guy at the Lambo thing. Yeah. Checking the headphones. I sounded so magical in my ears. My voice sounded so good. So the thing is, they had hooked up Bill Walsh on the other side of the field, on the visitor side with his.
With his, and he
and
could hear
and I'm doing... Check. Check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. And they think,
Siblings.
Excuse me, coach, whoever's on the headset, knock it off. And I think, wow, somebody screwed up. Check. 1, 2, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. And they're like, coach, I'm sorry. All of a sudden, the door from the truck just explodes. Guy comes screaming, is that you? I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. So he goes running after some other poor kid.
So you blame somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine that.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't going to fall on that sword. But
did you
I,
announce a game?
I helped them. I did announce.
You did spot
but
the binoculars
spot
and all
with
that's
binoculars,
cool.
Who made the tackles
that's
and things
cool.
like that. Oh, it was awesome.
So why didn't that go anywhere?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you want to explore that?
Yeah. I am.
Maybe a little what bit.
Happened? I should get a hold of my guy. My boss is a fascinating story. Went to prison. He was, listen to this.
Shared a cell with his grandma.
Listen to this. True story. He was like one of the top, he ran the Fiesta Bowl. He was president
That's
of the
big.
Fiesta Bowl. Huge. It was a national championship game for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. He ran it. And he was a sports information at ASU and a wonderful guy. Really religious and a good guy and everything like that. But then he took like, way too many perks, like he had 3 memberships at different things and yada, and it turned out a lot more was coming. Or
personal.
Yeah. And he got busted for like tax reasons and stuff. And he went to prison in Arizona.
Well, John, hold on. Here he is now.
And then got put on probation. You know what he does right now? Basically runs a homeless shelter. He feeds people at homeless shelter. Honest to
Could
God.
Have been one of you.
Honest to God.
Wow.
Todd, look him up if you get a chance. I'd love to get him on the show.
Okay.
His
Could
name
you look
is,
up that convict, please?
Yep. Oh, he's a great guy. His name is John Jenkins. John Jenkins, ASU Fiesta Bowl. He gave me my start in the business and everything. He hired me to be public address announcer.
Yep.
Yeah. He gave me all those chances.
So then did you get to be the PA announcer for a football game?
No, just baseball. Yeah.
All right.
But that was fun. There were like 40 games and it's always hot and you're sitting outside. You would go up on top of the press box and the co-eds would come out to check out their boyfriends.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing? Yeah.
Tough co-ed population.
And I'd be like, hey, you'd be at a party with those guys. And guys were like, I got drafted number 2 by the Angels. Yeah, I didn't sign.
I'm John Minor.
I was drafted the 4th round by the Chiefs. And I'd be like, hey, how you doing? I'm the public address announcer.
From Nagani.
Do you like my accent?
Yeah, so those are all true stories. Yes. So
I love it.
I don't know why my career ended as a spotter or anything like that. But man, the first time you put on those headphones and you hear yourself.
It's like, wow, magic.
Butter. It was like butter.
The velvet.
Yes. Tones. I was Mel Torme. I really was.
Remember Night Court?
Absolutely. Marky Post.
Yes.
I loved Marky Post.
Who was the judge? Who was that guy?
Harry.
Yeah.
Stone.
Yeah. Judge Harry Stone.
Yeah.
He died.
Yes.
Yep. Did he?
And Bull. Yeah. It was a
because I know Marky Post died.
Yeah, she
Bull.
Did.
Yeah. Yes. Bull. He's
Bull
dead.
Bull dead.
Roz is
dead. Yeah. Roz is the only one that's still alive.
Yeah. Really?
The rest of the cast.
No.
Yes.
The one that talked like this.
Who was that other attorney?
John Larroquette.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. He's still alive.
He's still alive. Yeah, he's still.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We should start a ghoul pool.
Those shows, like, it's amazing how many of those people are gone. You know, like, Bob Miller just died. But like, what was it? That cop show with Barney, you know, that's kind of funny.
Oh, Barney Fife, yeah.
No, not Barney Fife.
Barney Miller.
That whole cast.
They're
is
all gone, I
out.
Think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
no,
probably
Hal
also
Linden's alive.
Well,
remember,
talking about Hal
really?
Linden's alive.
Yes. Is he?
All 90 other, something.
Wow.
Right. But those comedians, yeah, some of those guys were kind of young when they died, too.
We had
Wojciechowicz is alive because follow him on Facebook.
We had Abe Vigoda on IXX one time.
Did you really?
He was promoting something.
What did he have to say? Not much.
He was good. Hey, it's nice to talk to you guys up there in Green Bay. I've been a big fan of the Packers for a long time.
So I asked him, I said, would you give me your classic line from the Godfather when they were going to take him out and execute him?
Yeah.
And he says,
how about one break for old time's sake? Can't do it, Solly. Tell Mike it was only business.
He said, no. He says, I get asked all the time. I refuse to do it.
Really?
He won't do it.
My favorite thing is when he and Betty White did the Snickers commercials during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He was like, that hurt.
Yeah.
Abe Vigoda. He was great.
So who's your favorite actor right now?
Well, my celebrity crush is Jason Bateman.
Oh, really?
Oh, 100%.
Why him?
Because he's funny.
Why the
frowny face from everybody here?
You would think differently of him if you watched the Netflix series Ozark.
No, I love that.
You love it?
Yeah, he wrote, he produced, he's very dark.
That's really dark, that show is.
Yeah.
How about the guy hooking up with like the 80-year-old lady?
That was uncomfortable.
And then she grinds up.
Her husband.
She grinds up apple seeds. And puts it in her husband's coffee and kills him from apple seeds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that how it was?
Yes.
But then she got rid of him.
She got rid of her husband.
In a really ucky fashion as
well. Drinking coffee as they're going for a walk.
Right. But then I'm saying...
ground him up or something. Yeah, to get rid of the body.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see that? It's a great series.
No.
I think it might keep him up at night.
Yeah, this one
Jim,
might.
You might
no,
not.
The... that. Dakota, the North Dakota movie where they ground that.
Fargo.
With the chipper.
Oh,
I've never seen it, but I know to reference it.
I presume that's your accomplice in the wood chipper?
That was that COVID time where you just had to watch movies and whatever, that
have
tiger
you watched
thing.
The new one? The new Fargo?
I have not seen that. That's on like Netflix or something.
Yeah,
isn't
and
it?
It's a series, right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
I heard it's great. I have not seen it.
I
would rather watch a series like all at once. Like what do you call
I'm
it,
a binger.
Power watching or binge watching. Yep. I would rather that than, okay, you got to wait a week. You got to wait a week. You got to wait a week.
And that's what we used to have to do?
Absolutely.
How did we used to live?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Try going from a Wednesday to Thursday when you have to see if the Penguin finally is going to split Batman
right
through his groin region with the big saw blade.
That's a long
hanging in suspense.
Yeah. This is... It's a great show.
I used to want to be a cop in New York.
Oh,
I think I would have been a good cop in New York.
Oh, yeah.
Did Do you?
Especially
I
back
think so.
In the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be there. Have you been to New York City now?
Yeah.
You'd be the guy that they put in Times Square. Just
I've been
so
doing
people
all the crazy
the...
things when they're directing traffic. Yeah. I'd be that guy.
No, picture Bob. Guy.
I think they'd like me a lot.
You'd be that detective.
And you know what? I would take another table if offered.
Of course.
I'm just saying. Of course. Okay, we're going to set a break back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands. Seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota-style 12-grain, multi-grain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the one-on-one discussion with Liz Cheney. Hear why the former Republican Party leader does not support Donald Trump and more on Friday, September 20th at 7:30 p.m. Coverage featuring Liz Cheney live from Idea Fest, Friday night, September 20th at 7:30 on your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
So it was on this date back in 1970 that this TV show premiered on CBS.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Wow. Yep.
Minneapolis.
Tell me guys didn't have a crush on her.
No, everybody did.
Tell me that they didn't have a crush on her. She just seemed like the person. That's right. I wanted to live in Minneapolis and live in a big old building at that time.
Yeah.
And like work at a TV station doing something.
I ran into...
I think her and I would have hooked up.
I ran into...
You?
Ted Baxter.
Yep, in the bathroom in L.A., Culver City.
Ted Knight in the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
Did I did not like know this story.
Yeah, I did. That was about it. I mean, just said hello, but it was. And he looks exactly like he did on TV, like exactly
in the hair and everything.
Like, exactly.
Wow.
I don't know if he was there doing a promo or something. Exactly. Yes, I thought it was like, wow, this is.
Did you like talk?
No, I didn't.
That's a real awkward.
When you're
thing.
Going to the bathroom, I've done that. That's I've been weird there. Too. I just want to say that it was that. A friend of mine went into the bathroom one time, and Joe Garagiola was there.
Okay.
All right. And he was standing like...
Good guy. I used to know Joe. Lived in Arizona.
Good guy? Okay. This all right.
I thought I heard that he was kind of a...
He's just an older, cranky guy.
Okay, that's what it was. So anyway, this guy goes in, and he was all like, you know... I mean, Joe Garagiola, he was like a big fan of his. Yeah. I couldn't pick him out of a crowd of two. But anyway, he went in there, and they were going to the bathroom. He goes, how you doing, Joe? And he goes, geez, I can't even take a piss without getting bothered.
I can see him saying that.
And that kind of really hurts.
I can see him saying that.
Yeah.
My most famous guy.
That's why I left Ted alone, I think. I didn't want to hear that
story. Well, my most famous guy, I think I've told this story, to take a leak next to was Lee Majors. And at the time, he was married to Farrah Fawcett.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, he was part owner of, I think, the Los Angeles team in the United States Football League, the old USFL, and the Michigan Panthers were in that league. And they're playing at the Pontiac Silverdome, and I'm doing my thing, and sure enough, that's Lee Majors. And you just feel uncomfortable because you don't want to really say anything.
You can't shake hands.
Can't shake hands.
Right.
Yeah.
Was he nice to you, or did you?
I didn't say. I just came. Hey,
same here. That's what was.
I think I said something. Hey, you got a great team.
Yeah, I said something. Like,
oh, thanks. Yeah. You too, or something. Yeah, it was like one of those.
You're awesome.
Yeah,
that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't going to do that.
No,
no.
And there was no shaking hands because we. Just
no, there's nothing. The no, anyway, no.
What a difference, though, and people. One bad thing like that.
Yes.
And they tell everybody too.
It stays with people.
It does. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, I felt bad for this because he. Yeah, that story.
Nah, that happens. Well, it's like me and Danny Kaye.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I wanted to tell my dad and mom, oh my God, I met Danny Kaye. Phenomenal. What a great guy. Got an autograph for you. No. Got this text. Mary Tyler Moore, phenomenal performance in Ordinary People. Very cold character. Do you ever see that movie?
No.
You've got to see that movie. It's a Mary Tyler Moore you've never seen before.
Yeah, see, I don't like that type of ass people.
That she
I know.
Timothy Hutton, Donald Sutherland. Judd Hirsch, really great movie. But you want to talk about somebody that just stepped out of her element to play this role.
Right.
She played the role of her son was killed in a sailing accident. And it was just, that was the, you know, apple of her eye. And her other son survived. And she almost like resented him. Hmm. And she was just like unbelievably cold to him and nasty and great movie. Did you see it, Todd?
I believe I've seen some of it. I've not seen all of it.
We get, you know what we should have?
I wonder why she would do that.
You know what we should
do? She's got that.
In your fourth story, make that a theater room and have like movie appreciation night in your fourth story. No. Why? Put a huge regular theater type screen.
Yeah. No.
No?
I'm not a big movie. I fall asleep during movies.
That guy?
I am. It's what, when we're talking about Newton's law of motion that, you know, and things in motion stay in motion, things at rest stay at rest, and right. That would be me. I would fall. No, I. Mm-mm.
All right. Todd, or who had a bunch of trivia? I want to do a trivia.
Okay.
Who had trivia? I'm going to give I want to win a prize for somebody.
We got three minutes.
All right, three minutes. Here we go. I could make this easy on you.
Okay.
Because you complain a lot. Let's do sports.
Okay.
Sports.
Yep.
Okay, who's the only athlete to win Olympic gold medals in both the 100 meter and 400 meter?
Jesse Owens.
No.
Carl Lewis.
No.
Usain Bolt.
It's a USA guy.
Oh.
Jeez.
Famous name? Bob Hayes.
No.
Okay, go ahead. Who is it?
It's Michael Johnson.
Michael Johnson. Okay. Yeah.
What do you mean? Okay. It's like,
no,
yeah, that's
no,
okay.
I'm not a big Olympic guy. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to find something easier.
No, that's
then.
Fine.
Welcome to the worst game show in radio history.
Here we are.
Game show in America. You can listen to radio stations across the world.
Brought to you by.
Can you do anything in tennis?
Brought to you by Jim's
Fat
Creamed Harry.
How about tennis?
A great snack or gift. Okay. Give it to those you love or work with.
How about tennis?
No.
No, you're not going to do
two
this.
2 minutes.
Okay. How about NBA?
Okay.
Okay. Which team won the 20? This is easy. Which team won the 2019 NBA Finals?
2019 Golden State.
No.
Toronto.
Yes.
Golden State was up 3-1.
Okay. Wimbledon, is that doing anything for you?
I'm sorry?
Wimbledon?
No.
Okay, we'll go back to NBA. Well, you'll know this one. Everybody knows this
How
one.
How about tennis? No. Wimbledon? No.
Okay, all right, okay. Okay, this...
Football?
No.
Football?
Is too easy.
Come on.
All right, who's the all-time leading scorer in the history of the NBA?
LeBron James.
No.
Is it still Jordan? I thought LeBron was the all-time leading scorer now.
No. Come on, jar guy.
Will Chamberlain?
No.
Who?
Kareem.
I thought LeBron beat
38.
Him. I thought LeBron overtook him. No? Okay. Okay, next, you got one more question. Todd, we're playing for somebody.
Jeez.
I'm not a records guy.
I guess.
I'm not a records guy.
Okay.
Too many numbers and records. Todd, find me somebody we're going to play for this.
I don't know if we're going to be able to do it fast enough. We got 30 seconds.
Come on, Jim.
Okay, here we go.
Give me one.
This is a record guy, but you'll know this one.
Okay.
Who holds the record for the most home runs in a single MLB season? Come on.
Well, Barry Bonds.
Yeah, okay. That was too easy.
That's too
easy. I got to get some. All right. Well, I was trying to make it up. You weren't doing.
My favorite part of that whole thing was Jim going, no.
He's so hurt.
He's so disappointed.
I did sports because I wanted to be
Who you think was the best in that musical? My daughter, by the way, was like, I thought it was that little girl. No.
Oh, man.
Thanks
okay.
for being here, everybody. Thank you. Tomorrow morning, we'll try to do better. Can't guarantee it. See you.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be live on location from Cheese Days in Monroe. We will bring you all the action, yodelers, and more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.